Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territories. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by my special guest, Claire.
Hey.
And this is Deliberate Noise. Today on the show, we have an extra special guest, Phoenix. Welcome.
Hi.
Phoenix works or has worked at Redgate Art Society for 3 years.
About that.
She knows the space very well. And we're going to be interviewing Phoenix today, talking about Redgate and the local scene, and also playing a lot of new and local music. We're going to start with a tune by Bedwetters Anonymous from their new release, Framed. This is called Monument on CITR 101.9 FM.
Let's go.
Are You, a track by Poison Mind from their 2019 demo. Poison Mind playing with Needles and Pins as well as Total Shock this Friday, March 13th at Antisocial Skateboard Shop. And all proceeds of that show are going to the Unistuten Legal Fund. So Friday the 13th, go to Antisocial. You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR. I am Nina Panini. I'm here with special guest Claire.
I'm here.
And Phoenix.
Also here.
So we talk a lot about Redgate on this show. We probably mention it like twice every week. Because it's one of the main venues where you can see like the kind of music that we play in real life. So I'm really happy to have Phoenix on to just give us a little bit more info about the venue and like what happens there and who it's for. So Redgate is like a spot to see music, but it's also sort of a jam space and community kind of zone. Do you want to just like elaborate on what Redgate is for?
Yeah. So, I mean, the mandate is kind of to provide accessible and affordable, not only performance space, but also rehearsal space. So we have, I think, 6 jam spaces, about 80 people renting. So that's however many bands, some solo projects. And then we also have a gallery and artist studio spaces. So we've got a lot of people coming and going all the time. It kind of feels like a little community center hub. Like it kind of feels like the community living room. Like anytime I show up, there's usually someone there that I can hang out with or talk to or, you know.
Yeah, that's really been my experience coming into Redgate as well. There's pretty much always like somebody hanging out on the couch there.
Yeah, no,
saying hi to you.
It's nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like not so good when you want to just take a nap on the couch, but there's always a friendly face, but yeah.
So Redgate's been around for a while and its current location is 1965 Main Street. Before that it was on Hastings. And was there like a first?
Yes. Before that? So the first like official Redgate was I think it was 165 West Hastings, so kind of across from the Woodwards where the warehouse is now on Canby and Hastings.
Oh, okay.
And they had like I think a whole building, and I never actually went there because I was too young. And then when they got kicked out of that place, they were spaceless for about a year, and then they got the place at 855 East Hastings, which is where I got involved and started going to shows as like a teenager and playing there. And then when we got our rent got jacked up when the property was bought by Low Tide, which is owned by Chip Wilson, and we managed to find another space, but it is very much more expensive. So it's just kind of been, we're busier than ever and we are making like more money than ever, but it's just because our costs are so much higher. It's like been really hard to stay afloat, or just like, you know, we're surviving, but it's hard to like do put extra like money and time and resources into like more programming and more resources for people when we're just trying to pay the rent every month.
Yeah, that seems to sort of just be like the issue in Vancouver.
Yeah, no, it's totally like that's how it doesn't matter if you run a space or if you're just renting your house or like, you know, it's like that everywhere for everyone here. I mean, unless you're rich and own land.
Yeah, there was a Georgia Strait article like recently about how like Redgate like finally just received like a small amount of funding like just to help cover a little bit of rent increase.
Yeah, so we just got I think it was last Tuesday, City Council approved giving us, I think it's, sorry, I'm very tired, $27,000, which is just to cover the extra tax increase that we received because we have a triple net commercial lease. We are responsible for paying the property tax. The property tax is based on speculation.
Right, so the like whole, what the space could be used for.
Yeah, and, you know, we're like we have one floor of a two-story, like, super old building, but where the tax we're paying is, like, for a much, much bigger, you know, potential building. Yeah, we're paying for the air above our heads, pretty much.
Fun.
Yeah.
But that article mentioned that the city is planning, like, policy changes.
Yeah. And I think there needs to be change at the provincial level as well, but they have, they did release after we, I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence, but after we submitted that, or we had that petition to the city, which is on Redgate's website, redgate.at.org, they announced that they were going to be planning some sort of like tax cuts for nonprofits, which is great. And it really needs to happen because we're obviously not the only like, you know, music space or like community space or even like small business nonprofit that is affected by it.
Yeah,
probably like every other like smaller venue that we also mentioned, like Toast or something, would also have like kind of the same issues.
Yeah, and like I know Toast got a rent increase recently, and like that's been hard for them. So they just had a really big fundraiser, which is really fun. So they also need like all the support, you know, they can get.
Yeah, go to the Toast. Actually, speaking of the Toast, they're doing a show also this Friday. If you're not going to go to Antisocial, consider going to the Toast on Friday the 13th of March. Be Afraid, Garbage Dreams, new band Pinch Librarian, as well as Kitty Prozac, all playing the Toast. And it's also a fundraiser for Unistoten Legal Funds. Let's hear a song by someone playing that show. Here is Kitty Prozac with the song Kitty, You're a Fuck Up from My Side of the Split on CITR.
I wouldn't find myself here again, but then again I knew I totally would. You're at wit's end, I'm at daggers drawn, and your common sense won't do any good. Cause I'm determined to set fire to every bridge in sight, and I know the burning light will keep me up all night. Cause today I cared less about doing the right thing than I did about being right. Kitty, you're a fuck up and you know it, so why don't you change? Say you will over and over again, but you always just stay the same. And all those promises you made, you eventually went back on. Kitty, you're a fuck up and you know it, so why don't you get gone and stay gone? Just give me one more day, just give me one more week, just give me one more second to figure my life out. Just give me one more day, just give me one more week, just give me one more second to figure my life out. Just give me one more day, just give me one more week, just give me one more second to figure my life out. Just give me one more day, just give me one more week, just give me one more second to figure my life out. We'll be right back.
salty.
That was Salty by Garbage Dreams, local band playing this Friday with Kitty Prozac, Pinch Librarian, and Be Afraid at the Toast Collective. This is Deliberate Noise. We are still here with special guest Claire and Phoenix. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so I'm taking an urban studies course right now.
Hell yeah.
So I'm kind of curious about like how the city's handling Redgate and what they're doing or not doing to support spaces like Redgate.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this this grant is really great. I think it's like a huge step, like not only for us, but like hopefully for other spaces to like get the help that they need and, you know, kind of deserve, because I feel like these spaces are so important for the city. But yeah, I don't know. It's
like, do you get a sense that they value spaces like this?
I think they value spaces like this if you put like a monetary, like, oh, like this is how much money like we put into the economy each year.
Interesting.
Like, I mean, some counselors are great, like Jean Swanson. I mean, I haven't been super involved in like the process with the city. That's more Jim, who is like the one of the founders of Redgate. That's more his area of expertise. But like Jean Swanson was emailing us about it and being like, oh, like it's going to be up for a vote today, like blah, blah, blah. And like, so she's been like really, I mean, I love Jean. She does so much for the city and like for tenant rights and low-income people rights and, you know, for artists and cultural workers. So I think she's always like trying her best. And it's really great that she's on council to kind of like keep things grounded, I think.
Yeah.
But definitely like the city should be doing more to help like spaces.
I also think it's interesting because I see like local music scenes as a really green, like an opportunity for like part of the green economy.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And it's interesting that the city doesn't really seem to like make that connection.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get too into my politics here, but I feel like the city is usually pretty occupied with developer, you know, there's a lot of developer money in City Hall. So I feel like when spaces like Redgate or Toast or like, you know, The Pace or Clubhouse or Eastside Studios, like they are, I mean, they can be like putting money into the city and like making things look cool. And even, I know it's like, we're all complicit in like the gentrification process sometimes, but like it's not, oh, where was I going with that? it doesn't, like, it's not top priority for the city because it's like we're not making them millions of dollars or like making them look great on, we are making them look great on paper, but they do that with giving us minimal support.
Yeah,
or little to none.
Yeah,
pretty much bare minimum.
I hope that changes.
Okay, also I want to know, like, what has surprised you most in your journey with Redgate? It can be about anything, but just, like, what, like, going into this kind of work and then now 3 years later, what was a surprise for you?
Oh, man, I mean, a lot. I just started, like, casually volunteering at Redgate almost exactly 3 years ago. I was just, like, needed something to do. I'd been going to the space for years and like really liked it and thought it was very cool. And I think I kind of had this idea that everyone was like too cool for school and, you know, like very unapproachable. And then, you know, a few months into it, I was like, no, wait, everyone's just a huge dork like me. which that was cool. It's also just like the amount of work that people, especially volunteers, put into spaces like that is like amazing, and just like the community that comes out of that, and like especially going through like really tough shit together.
Yeah.
Like getting evicted from our space, or like not knowing if we're gonna have a new space, or like dealing with like kind of like community crises, like call outs and stuff like that. Like just seeing people band together and like the like collaborative ability of people is like really amazing, and I'm really happy to be a part of that.
So they were all pleasant surprises.
I mean, there's been some not so pleasant surprises, but I like to focus on the good, because things have been going pretty good recently.
Awesome. Can we talk about a show coming up next week at Redgate, March 20th? Lee is doing their tour kickoff. I am.
I'm very excited with Woolworm and Emily Toyota. So
heck yes.
I'm gonna be there. It's gonna be great. Yeah, I'm really excited for that show.
Yeah, me too. Let's hear a new one from Lee off of You Want It Real. This is called Fantasy of Destructive Force. Go see them March 20th at Redgate. We'll be right back. Emma Goldman. That was called Pastor of Muppets. Emma Goldman is playing at Redgate on Wednesday, March 11th, with Akita, Clovis, and new band Cupies, which Phoenix is in. So you should go see them. Very good. Okay. It's time for the toilet seat cover. Yay. So, Phoenix, this is where we review a bathroom and then play a cover song.
It's my favorite part of your show.
I don't know if we've... Same. It is mine. Yeah. I don't know if we've reviewed Redgate bathrooms already, but, like, we're going to do it again if we have. I don't know.
Cool.
I'm a huge fan of the Redgate bathrooms.
Yeah.
There's two of them, like, two, like, individual... stall bathrooms. They're both like fairly large and
very spacious.
Tons of like graffiti, not really graffiti, it's just like art and like collage kind of posters and stuff all over the walls and mirrors.
Big mirror.
Lots of selfies.
So many selfies are taken in there.
I don't think I have any selfies in those bathrooms, but I always see people taking photos of them, even on Tinder sometimes, which I think is really funny.
Oh my god.
But yeah. Show up, take a selfie.
Yeah, do it. Make it a thing.
Do you have special insight into these bathrooms?
I mean, so like I was just saying that I like them a lot more than the old Redgate bathrooms. Like we have less bathrooms, but they're nicer. Like we have the old ones, like sometimes the doors would always break, so they wouldn't always lock.
I remember that.
If there was running water, it was only cold. Maybe we'd have a towel. Maybe there'd be soap. But maybe not. We all just, like, used hand sanitizer constantly. Mm. So when we moved into this new spot, which is, like, you know, slightly nicer, I was like, holy shit, like, I'm going to go buy paper towel dispensers and, like, proper garbage cans. And I even just, like, the last couple weeks, I got Sharps containers.
Wow.
So I feel like we've lost all our punk cred. Yeah. Because we have hot running water, garbages, paper towels, and like,
and fully stocked, there's like pads and tampons.
Yeah, usually sometimes we do still run out of soap though, so that's like still kind of punk, but yeah, we were just say there's that meme, it's like, if your DIY venue bathroom doesn't look like this, it sucks. And it's just like, I literally thought it was a photo of the old Redgate bathroom because it was so nasty.
Oh god,
you need to like drill a hole in the door or something.
Yeah,
just give it an edge.
Well, actually, okay, you know, the only, like, my only issue, it's not really an issue with the bathroom per se, it's just, like, where, like, the placement of the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you only have room for maybe, like, six people to wait in line for it. And then there's, like, a door you gotta, like, wait through and, like, a doorway. But that door is supposed to stay closed for, like, sound purposes. So, yeah, that gets a little bit.
I mean, Claire made a good point when we were talking before the show that you can still you can see the bathroom lineup from the main room, so you can like see how long it is, but also you can watch the show from the bathroom lineup, which is like kind of cool instead of it
I've
being
appreciated
removed.
That before
you're not missing out on too much.
And you can definitely hear it. You can definitely hear the show. Okay, cover time. So Phoenix has chosen this cover, and it is by The Breeders, who apparently Phoenix is only listening to right now.
I might be exaggerating, but I've been listening to them a lot.
It's called Happiness is a Snail Gun. I mean, Warm Gun, which is a Beatles song.
It's a Beatles cover.
Never listened to the Beatles, so I
wouldn't
know.
Was telling Nina what song I wanted to play, she typed out Happiness is a
Worm Gun.
I'm like, wow, you don't know this song. That's great.
I truly don't. But I've noticed that this is, like, The Breeders put this as the third song on their album, which is usually would be, like, your lead single.
Yeah.
And they did a cover, so I find that very interesting. So I've never heard this. I'm really stoked. Here's The Breeders with Happiness is a Warm Gun.
She's well acquainted with the touch of a velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. With the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
for the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music. Tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available, streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life.
90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for?
Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy.
Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
UBC's Undergraduate Journal of Art History and Visual Culture is an annual student journal published by the Department of Art History, Visual Art, and Theory. Want to get published? We are currently holding our annual call for submissions and are looking for undergraduate academic papers in the field of art history and visual culture, reviews of films, performances, public art, and exhibitions, as well as artwork to publish in our upcoming print edition. The submission deadline is November 21st. For details, visit ubcuja.com and keep up with us at facebook.com/ubcuja or at ubcuja on Twitter.
How'd it go? Are we done with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Like I'm not even there at all.
Thank you.
the title track from their new release. That was Not In Love by Non Law. And Non Law is playing tomorrow at a show called the Pisces Party Palace, happening at Redgate. And they're playing with What and Cupies. New band, Cupies. We love them. Okay. So, Phoenix, we are wondering, me and Claire, where does the name Redgate come from?
So at the West Hastings, like Hastings and Cambie location, there was a red gate leading into the building.
There you go.
That easy.
That's a fantastic story.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, the legend.
I'm really glad I know that now.
Makes sense.
Yeah, very practical.
My life just changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, slightly more deeper important question maybe. Like, what would happen if we didn't have spaces like Redgate? Like, what would happen to the art scene? Like would there be one?
Are we going to run a disaster simulation now?
Yeah.
I mean, things are always going to happen. Even, like, you know, spaces close, new ones will pop up. But I do think places like Redgate, Toast, Black Lab are, like, super important. And I'd be very sad to see any of them go. Or, like, all the ones I'm not naming because I'm tired and I forget what places are. But, I mean... part of the way I think about it is, like, if we stop having shows or we shut down, shows are still going to happen. People are going to make music and do stuff no matter what. But I think the, like, overall accessibility and safety of the, like, venues where shows can happen will go down because, you know, like, if we can't have a show, some teenagers are going to have it in their basement and it's going to be maybe more dangerous. Anyway, I've been to some pretty, like, crazy shows in someone's house where, like, someone almost lit the carpet on fire because they're smoking inside and, like, you know, the stairs are about to collapse and all this stuff. So, which, you know, is fun for some people and, like, cool, do that, but it's also not super accessible to everyone.
Totally.
So, yeah, I think that's a big part of it for me is trying to, like, make it not only, like, but, like, literally accessible. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. In a physical sense, is very important to me.
What can people who are interested in music and arts do to help spaces like Redgate stay open?
So, I mean, like, Redgate has a Patreon. I think Toast has, like, a GoFundMe. I think Black Lab does as well. I think Avant Garden does too, maybe. So, like, if you have the extra money, like, just you can do that online. You can buy a membership at Redgate and that will get you some perks. But I think the most important thing is to just go to shows. Like, if you can, just go out and see a show. Like, pay the $10, $15, whatever. And, like, because that money, I mean, can help support the space, but it also helps support the bands.
Exactly.
Which is what space is there for. You know, it's like a symbiotic relationship. So I think, going to shows, I think. And just, like, getting out there and, like, maybe checking out a show that your friends aren't playing and finding a new band that you like or, like, you know, seeing a glimpse into maybe another part of the scene that you haven't seen before.
Beautiful. Yeah. Start a band.
Start a band. That's it. That's the most Today. Important. Start a band, book a show, and have fun.
Let's hear another song. This is Phoenix's choice. It's called Gut by a band called Royal Brat. Where is Royal Brat from?
They're like a queer punk band from Minneapolis. They played at the old Redgate, I think in like 2018. And they are super, super fun.
Awesome. From their album Eyesore, here is Gut by Royal Brat.
Like blood, you suck my blood. Born in light, I wanna fuck. right quick. He ain't never seen it in a dress like this. He ain't never even been impressed like this. Probably why I got him quiet on the set like zip. Like it, love it, need it, bad. Take it, own it, steal it, fast. The boy stop playing, grab my ass. Shut it, save it, keep it pushing while you beating round the bush and knowing you want all this woman.
Never knock it till you die.
Yeah. All of them bitches hating, I have you with me. All of my niggas saying you mad committed. Really to anybody, you had them pretty. All of the body, I need ass and titties.
That was Doja Cat with her current hit, Say So. We love her very much.
F yeah.
So good.
Right before it was a song that went really well, I thought. It was Not Amused with Angus Run Fast. And this has been an episode of Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. So right before you go, Phoenix, I just had one final question. What is the Redgate review stage?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. Redgate review stage is a 192 seat theater on Granville Island that like Redgate runs. It's like pretty the booking, it's run separately but like kind of overseen by the same like collective of people. So it's mostly theater events, like theater, improv, choir, some drag shows, sometimes like burlesque. But we have had like music shows there.
Like Fred Penner, right?
I don't actually.
Somebody told me Fred Penner played the review stage.
I mean, that would be amazing.
Like, why did I miss that?
I mean, I think like Swim Team, I remember, and like Vivekker, I think, played the opening show like, you know, a couple years ago now. I think Calarissa did an album release there that was really fun. And Gamelon Bike Bike is playing there April 4th, I think, which they're really great. Very fun, cool Gamelon. And yeah, so like that's available to book for shows, but it's because it's a sit-down venue, it's mostly
different vibe. Then.
Different vibe, yeah, mostly like part of the theater community. But it is like cool, and we've done some really cool shows there.
Nice. Cool. Redgate review stage exists. Glad I know that now.
It's a thing.
Thank you so much, Phoenix, for being on the show and talking to us about Redgate. We really appreciate it. Fun to have you here. Thanks, special guest Claire.
Always a pleasure.
I think you say the same thing every damn time.
Yeah. I'm not a real person. I'm just pre-recording.
People think you're a puppet, and it's just me in a different voice.
I mean, I just I got, like, Gal thought you were just Nina's like ventriloquist dummy.
People will never know if that's true or not. Okay, we're gonna end with a brand new song from a fairly new band in the local scene called Snail Gun, who we
shout out
are huge fans of
Snail Guns.
They have this 2-song demo, which maybe is a secret, but it isn't anymore. And we're going to play you 1,000 megahertz. I'm very excited for this. Stay tuned to CITR for more awesome programming. Exploding Head Movies with GAC is on in an hour. And we'll be back here next Monday at 5 for more Deliberate Noise. Here's Snail Gun. Have a wonderful, sunny evening. Go watch the sunset.